press the button then.
Are you ready? Are you going to adjust your hair? Or
No.
He's ready. We're ready to roll. So we're gonna talk about dead animals, because that's something
that interests us. Yeah,
exactly. It's something that we love. Dead animals. And this was partly because haven't you rescued people from dead mice? Haven't you done that quite a few times?
I've never rescued people from dead mice.
Well, they don't like the dead mouse, and you take it away from them.
Nope. So you're sort of... No, they've just been in the house, I take it out of the house. Because we have two cats.
Yes, you have cats. Yeah. Mm. Which bring you presents.
No, they don't bring... They're not aimed at me. They just sort of bring the mice in and play with them for a bit.
Oh, right, they're like toys. I thought it was like a cat thing was like a... You know, to their master. It's like, look what I've brought you.
But they're not quite clever enough to kill it before they bring it in.
Right.
So it always runs away.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
right.
And dies elsewhere.
Ah, right. So have you ever taken them, and it's been alive, and you've let it out? Oh, good.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. They're not always dead.
No. I mean, a couple of days later, you get the same one back dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah. It then becomes theirs. But I don't know if it was a vole or it was about that big. About, you know, little sort of mouse. It was either a mouse or a vole, and it was dead. And it was in the pet place, believe it or not. So we have a concession store in the place where I work. So they're a separate store. And they specialise in pet stuff, you know, like pet feed and stuff like that. But there was a dead vole in their storeroom, and the manager...
Clearly, then, they are rubbish at looking after pets.
It's true.
They can't take care of any animals.